Purifying water in the wilderness. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. So you're in the wilderness and you are staying longer than you thought you would originally, or you didn't pack enough water in the first place. What do you do? Sportsman's Warehouse carries a couple of options for you where you can take water that's in the wilderness and purify it. Sales associate Ken Combs.
We have a couple options, probably about four or five options actually, as far as water purifier pumps, or I should say microfilters. Difference between a microfilter and a purifier is they'll get everything but viruses. A microfilter versus a purifier will typically get all three. It'll get the crypto, salmonella, E. coli, giardia. It just doesn't go on to viruses. Typically, when you're pulling out of stuff, you don't have to worry about it too much, but there is some added steps as far as tablets you can go to get that extra mile on a pump if you need to. I have it all in stock, though.
Tell me about the difference between a purifier.
So the microfilter will get everything but viruses. Purifiers will get viruses as well. And most pumps that you're going to find out there these days are microfilters, but they do have a tablet step you can take to go the extra mile if you think you need to. Katadyn is the main line.
How much do those cost?
There's three different models over there. Let me go just double check the price. Yeah, there's three models in the Katadyn line. There's the Hiker, Hiker Pro, and Vario. And they're $75, $85, and $95 on the pricing. And then tablets, if you want to go that extra step, after you've filtered the water, then you can add that tablet in there. And those are $14.95 for 30 tablets.
And those will kill a virus?
Yes.
Well, worth it at twice the price. This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.